Prince 2. Have you heard of it? Want to know more? Well, that's what today's radio show is all about. Welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Neil Roland, and I am your host today. The show is about Prince 2. Check out my profile on GoGo.com, and if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to comment in the box below or on my profile, and I will be certain to get back. All right, as mentioned, this radio show is about Prince 2. And you're probably wondering to yourself, what is it? Why do I care? Where have I heard that before? And, or, I've heard it, but what does it mean to me? What we'll try to do in this radio show is give you a brief overview of what Prince 2 is and some of the certifications that consist of Prince 2, and hopefully answer what does it mean to you or your company or maybe just your curiosity in general. And we'll talk about basically what it is, and if you're thinking about getting certification in it, we'll also talk about what it takes and what it consists of. Also, then, any other whys or hows or ifs or anything else that you might be interested, hopefully we'll answer here in this radio program about Prince 2. All right, let's get started. Well, I guess the most obvious place to start is, what does Prince 2 stand for? And you may have seen it listed. It is all capital letters. The PR stands for projects. IN is in, as it is. And then C is controlled, E, environments. Together, we have PRINCE. And that together is a project management environment and methodology. And it covers the management, control, and the organization of a project. You might be thinking, well, Neil, isn't that what PMP is and the Project Management Institute? And I would agree, yes, that is a different way to look at it. As myself being a PMP, I am very familiar with the project management professional or the PMBOK way of doing things. But Prince 2 is just another management strategy methodology, and that's what we're going to explore here. Because Prince 2 is a de facto standard, and it was launched by the UK government. And what you'll see is that this is more centralized in Europe, especially in the British Isles, and is growing rapidly, especially on the continent and elsewhere in the world. And depending on what numbers you look at, some will say Prince 2 is more popular, and others will say PMP is more popular. But in this radio show, let's look at the Prince 2. And it was launched in 1996 by the UK government, used as a project management methodology. And beginning in 2007, there are more than 250,000 certified project managers in the Prince 2 practitioner. Now, the practitioners can be found in all seven continents. And yes, that even includes Antarctica. Yeah, they need project managers too, right? All right, so Prince 2 is more than just a manual. And many people might say, well, we are using Prince 2. Well, they don't mean that they're actually using the manual, but it means that they direct and manage and participate on a project which follows some or most of the processes, components, and techniques that are available in the manual. And it's more of a way or a methodology in delivering projects and managing projects successfully. Like the ITIL certification, this is a certification that is owned by the Office of Government Commerce in the UK. And it is a documented method, which is now in its fourth edition, like the PMBOK, and it is accredited by different accreditation groups, such as the APM group. And there are 120 training organizations worldwide. There are about 15 or more accredited consultant associations, and there are numerous software tools, user groups, and other community things out there to help with the implementation and growth of Prince 2. Within Prince 2, there are 8 processes, 8 components, and 3 techniques. Briefly, what we mean by the processes, they are starting up the project, initiating the project, planning, directing the project, controlling stage, managing stage boundaries, managing the project, and closing the project. In terms of the components, we're talking about business case, organization, plans, controls, management of risk, quality in the project environment, configuration management, and change control. And the three techniques, those are product-based planning, change control, and quality reviews. So what that means, you roll these up into project management. And why project management is important? Well, whenever you decide to do something, go somewhere, build something, achieve anything, you need to know a few questions that you have to answer. One, what are you trying to do? When do you start? What else do you need? Can it be done alone, or do you need help? How long will it take? How much it will cost? All those kind of questions you think about. And those are the building blocks of project management. And what PRINCE2 is a structured way of managing the project in a logical, organized way and following defined steps that have been proven as best practices. So using those eight processes, the components, and the techniques will deliver the project results with better certainty and hopefully, you know, better results. So better organization, better control, better processes in mind. And in that case, you know your activities, you're not making it up as you go. You are a little more organized, you know, maybe at the start, planning things out before you leap in. When the project is going, you have a better understanding of how to control and guide it. And then when it's ending, you have a better way to close it, finish it up, tie up the loose ends, etc. And then that's what PRINCE2 does. It gives you some structure. It gives you some organization. And if this is something that you are striving for or missing in your organization, then yes, PRINCE2 is something that you're going to seek out. Or as a personal level, you might want to look at it as a selling point for yourself to say, I am PRINCE2 certified. I understand the best practices of the PRINCE2 module and the methodology involved. Well, thinking about certification then, what do you have as offers or options? Well, let me talk about them. There are two certifications within the PRINCE2 qualifications. There is the foundation qualification, and the foundation will teach you the basic principles, the terminology, and if you are a certificate holder for this, you're able to act in an informed member of a project or a management team using PRINCE2 methodologies and within a project environment that supports PRINCE2. So to this end, you need to show that you have the basic understanding of the principles, the terminologies, and in doing so, you take a 75-question exam within 1 hour, basically understanding what the principles are and how best to employ these best practices. Whereas the practitioner qualification, that's more of the highest. I mean, there's only two, but it's the highest level of qualification. And in this case, you're actually running or managing the project, and both within an environment that supports PRINCE2 or just using the methodologies as yourself. You're applying and addressing the PRINCE2 needs and wants with whatever the project scenarios require of you. So to this end, for you to be qualified at a practitioner level, you need to really show that you are confident and competent in both the foundation level, but more so that you can apply and really address the needs of PRINCE2 and the problems within or related to a project, and knowing the best practices of PRINCE2 and how to best analyze and then which project methodologies are best used and make the best decisions. So this exam is open book, and this has three scenario-based questions that must be answered within 3 hours. So the foundational level is multiple choice, 75 questions, showing understanding, comprehension, whereas the practitioner, you're giving more of a scenario or story. And in that case, you need to break it down and really show a more comprehensive knowledge in the relationships between all the PRINCE2 processes, components, techniques, and the products, and really demonstrate your knowledge. To get the certification, you only need to complete an accredited course, and that course can be online, it can be in a classroom setting, whatever your learning style is and works best for you. Oftentimes, the certification exam is included as part of the course, and if not, you can take the course elsewhere, depending on how it is arranged. But in either case, the first step would be, of course, to get the training, make sure you know this comprehensively, and well, whatever level you're looking for. Foundations usually are just 2 to 3 day courses. Practitioners, you're looking a little longer, but still, most can be done and accomplished in within 4 or 5 days. And I think I should make clear is that you sit for the foundation exam first, then you sit for the practitioner exam in that order. It is not that you can just jump straight to the practitioner. So you show your basic knowledge first and understanding in the foundation exam, and then you sit for the practitioner. Now, if you sit for both exams in the same week or even the same day, you get one certification, just the practitioner certificate. But they don't have to be within a certain time limit. You could sit for the foundation exam today and practitioner a few years from now. It doesn't matter. There's no time limit or time restriction that you have to delay any. But in any case, you get the foundation exam first, and then you sit for the practitioner. You do not have to take a certified course or accredited course or anything like that to take the exam. Although, if you're going to be trying to really demonstrate your knowledge, some sort of training or preparation might be expected or maybe encouraged, might be the better term there. In any case, you don't have to sit for the exam with prior training, but taking a short boot camp or whatever you want to call it may help just verify that, yes, you have the basic knowledge, that you just take this exam once and you don't have to retake it again. Many people debate whether a certification course is worth it or not, but I guess I'm in one of those in the position that I like to make sure that, well, I have the understanding as a project manager, but now I want to make sure I have the book knowledge or the things that they may be looking for in the exam, maybe get a few practice exams under my belt, and then go sit for the real exam and just do it once and just be certified and be done. But to review, the foundation exam is a multiple choice. There's only 75 questions, and you only actually have to get 35 correct, because there actually are 5 that are trial or practiced ones, and they don't count towards your scores. So technically, you only have to get a 50% to qualify in the PRINCE2 foundation exam. Now, that may sound easy, but remember, you are required to understand and have terminology and the I don't want to say memorization, but really the concrete knowledge of many different topics and many different terms and the best practices. So it's a vast amount of knowledge, and they only going to throw 75 at you. So 50% actually is much harder than it sounds. But as the practitioner exam goes, as I mentioned earlier, it is only 9 questions, not 3. I'm sorry, I was thinking about the PRINCE2 2005 qualification exam schema, but right now, it with the refresh as of July 6th, 2009, you are now required to take 9 questions per paper, with 12 marks available per question. Therefore, all question items will be worth 1 mark, making the total number of marks available per paper 108. You get 2.5 hours, and there is no additional time or anything added. It is open book, but you can only have the open book of the PRINCE2 manual. The exam questions themselves are what are called objective testing format, and it's a style of complex multiple-choice examination questions in the sense that each one has a different value and has a much more gray area than would a straight definition answer would be in the foundation exam, or you may find on other certification exams. The passing mark on this exam is 55%. The fees for these exams here in the U.S., the foundation exam as of 2009 is $337. The practitioner exam is $621. Or if you take both exams, then it is $958.50. So if you take both exams, you get it's less than $1,000. And this is coordinated by APMG-US.com. And that's the accreditation group that conducts the accreditation exams here in the U.S. You can reschedule the exam once at no cost. And as long as the change is made within a minimum of 10 working days in advance of your exam date. Now, if you reschedule the exam date of a second time or outside those 10 days, then there's a $100 fee. And that administrative fee will be charged even if you cancel, or also if you cancel the exam. And if you cancel or reschedule or you just straight out do it with less than 10 days before your exam date, then you just lose the whole fee for the exam. So this exam is not transferable, cannot be resold. You have to pick a date that you are committed to and confident in. So on the day of the exam, arrive on time, give yourself 30 minutes before, but you have to bring ID, bring a pen, and otherwise everything else is good to go. All right, so then in conclusion, what is PRINCE2? Well, it's a project management methodology, much like the PMP or other best practices or manuals out there. PRINCE2 is very widely used in the UK and elsewhere around the world. It is shown to be effective, and also you can become certified or qualified within PRINCE2, both as a foundation level or as a practitioner. You can do this as an individual, and in that case, you can use it for career advancement or to help your resume or to promote within your company. And then secondly, as a company, the idea behind a company getting their employees certified is, one, maybe they want to ensure that their projects with internally are being more effectively implemented, delivered, that they have processes, they have the best practices that are recognized by the PRINCE2 manual. And likewise, they can show to potential bidders or for contracts that they have a certain number of members or employees that have this qualification and can show success in that sector. In any case, this is a qualification and certification that is something that you should look into. You can ask me more questions in the box below, or you may check out various websites throughout the internet. And one great place would be www.apmg-us.com. And there is a place you can find out more about PRINCE2 here in the U.S. There is also a U.K. group that you can also find out more. Likewise, you may contact me in the box below or email me, and I will be more than happy to assist you in any way that I possibly can. Well, that's our radio show for today, and I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to your comments, your discussions. Email me any input, or if you have suggestions for future projects or future radio shows, please feel free to contact me as well. I look forward to that. And you may also find out more or learn more radio shows or topics by using the GoGo Radio search buttons and check out all the archives. And if you don't see anything there, please feel free to comment or give me suggestions, and I would love to create another one for you. So if you have any questions or concerns or suggestions, fill in the box below or email me, and we will go from there. Hope you have a great day and enjoy the radio show. And that's it for GoGo Radio.